Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
Good morning, church. Welcome to worship on this glorious fall day. My name is Lindsay Hall, and I'm one of the clergy that serves at this congregation. It is a joy to welcome you to worship this day. Hopefully, as you came on into the doors of the church, you received a bulletin in hand, and as you open up that bulletin, you're going to find a salmon-colored connection card. I'd invite you to fill this out. It helps us keep updated information about how we can best connect with you, and it's an opportunity to check any missions or ministries that you might like to be a part of, and you can place that in the offering plate as it comes later in worship. You also probably received a blue fish. I'm going to speak to this later on in worship, but just know, hold tight to that blue fish. It didn't get into your hands by accident. It does have a purpose, so you can look forward to that later. Well, today in worship, it is wonderful to have Liz Hoover and Kelly Myers helping us lead in worship, as well as the choir and Susan leading us in piano and organ. It is a wonderful Sunday of worship. You know, I also will like to point out that we have all of these blue bags up front. It is collecting canned food, our soup drive. It's going to be supporting Northfield Township, the food pantry in Whitmore Lake there. So we are so excited. Thank you for your amazing generosity. If you forgot to bring your bag back, that's okay. You feel free to bring it back during the weekday or next Sunday in worship. That is wonderful. So excited to see all the blue bags filled and coming forward. Then three announcements I want to share. Coming up is going to be the crop walk on October 15th at 2 o'clock. It starts here at our campus. If you haven't registered, want to be a part of it, come about 30 minutes early. Registration is at 1:30. We're going to take a nice walk in the community. Hopefully the rain stays away and it's a gorgeous Sunday afternoon. Second thing I want to lift up is Trunk or Treat is coming up soon on Wednesday, October 25th from 6 to 7 here at our Brighton campus. So kids and those that are young at heart, teenagers, come and enjoy some Trunk or Treat fun. You're also welcome to decorate a trunk if you'd like to do that. You can sign up to be a part of that. And then on October 19th, our Vena tailgate is taking place, the good old U of M versus MSU rally. So I hope you'll be a part of that. If you haven't gotten tickets, there's tickets still available. The event starts at 5:30. It's at Crystal Gardens here in Brighton. And we have a wonderful buffet dinner planned, prizes, raffles, all sorts of great opportunities to support the Vena Dental Clinic, which is providing a wonderful ministry and outreach to our community. So please, if you haven't already, go ahead and get tickets for that. And with those announcements shared, I would invite you to stand as you feel comfortable. Let's join in praising God together.
Thank you. Let us lift up our hearts and voices as we join in the opening prayer. Lord God of new beginnings, we seek your presence as we gather to worship you. Help us to begin each day anew, celebrating life, forgiving our past mistakes, and following your call to walk with you in grace. In your holy name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
At this time, I would invite the family to come forward as we celebrate the sacrament of holy baptism. George and Grayson, are you ready to come up with your mom and dad? All right. It is so exciting to come to celebrate baptism, to celebrate water and new rebirth in Jesus Christ. It is a celebration day. I remember meeting with you boys a couple weeks ago as we talked about baptism. And remember how I opened this font up when we talked about baptism? It's a sign of how much God loves you. It's a sign of new birth and new beginning, a sign of washing away of all that is old. And today we get to come and we look out and here's some of your church family that is very excited to be here with you. So dear brothers and sisters in Christ, through baptism, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty act of salvation, and we are given new birth through water and the Spirit. And all of this is an incredible gift given to us without a price. So this morning it is a great joy to present for baptism George. Now these are twins, so George, you have to give a wave. Who's George? George, Edward Gamaris, and Grayson Ellsworth Gamaris. Proud parents are Catherine as well as Gordon, who will be baptized this morning. So I have some questions for you. On behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? If so, please say, I do. And you accept the freedom and the power that God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? If so, please say, I do.
I do.
Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in his grace, and promise to serve him as your Lord in union with the church, which Christ has opened to people of all ages and nations and races? If so, please say, I do.
I do.
And will you nurture these children in Christ's holy church that by your teaching and your example they may be guided to accept God's grace for themselves, profess their faith openly, and lead a Christian life? If so, please say, I will. And dear congregation, do you, as Christ's body, the church, do you also reaffirm your rejection of sin and your commitment to Jesus Christ? If so, please say, we do.
We do.
And will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life, and now include these persons into your love and care? And your response is on the screen. With God's help, we will proclaim the good news and live according to the example of Christ. We will surround George, Grayson, and Gordon with a community of love and forgiveness that they may grow in their service to others. We will pray for them that they may be true disciples who walk in the way that leads to life. Well, we remember the story of our own faith journeys. We all have them. And we remember the story of our as people of faith as recorded in the scriptures. So I'd invite us to think about that this morning as recorded in the Old and New Testament scriptures. I ask you, do you believe in God the Father? I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ? In Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead, and on the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven, is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Well, we remember the story of water and how it's played a part of our own faith journey and a part of the scripture, the story of us as people of faith. Let us pray as we remember. Oh, eternal Father, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and you brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. And after the flood, you set with clouds, then a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you had promised. And then in the fullness of time, Lord, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of her womb. He was baptized by John, anointed by your Spirit, and there out on the water he called his disciples, that they might share in his baptism of death and resurrection and make disciples of all nations. So, Lord, may you pour out your Holy Spirit. Bless this water and bless those who will receive it, that it would wash away their sin, clothe them in righteousness, and that through their lives, that dying and being raised with Christ, they may share in his final victory. Amen. Amen. Well, Gordon, we'll start with your baptism first. I'd invite you to kneel there as you feel comfortable. You can kneel with Dad and get ready. Gordon, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. May the Holy Spirit work within you that being born through water and the Spirit, you live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, George, you want to come on up? You want to come over here? You're short enough. I can reach you. I just have to have Dad kneel. There we go. All right, you ready? All right. George, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. May the Holy Spirit work within you that being born of water and the Spirit, you live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Grayson, are you ready? All right, you can come on up.
No, don't stand up.
All right, Grayson. I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. May the Holy Spirit work within you that being born of water and the Spirit, you live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 Well, boys, I told you the water wouldn't be too cold, right? Was it okay? It was all right. Well, we celebrate. Let's join in celebration and welcome. There are also some words of welcome that we can share on the screen. There we go. All right, let's celebrate here. Through baptism, you are incorporated by the Holy Spirit into God's new creation, and you are made to share in Christ's royal priesthood. We are all one in Christ Jesus. With joy and thanksgiving, we welcome you as members of the family of Christ. So, dear members of the household of God, I commend now these persons into your love and into your care. Do all in your power to increase their faith, confirm their hope, and perfect them in love. I give you a response. For all that God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love, as members together with you in the body of Christ, and in this congregation of the United Methodist Church, we renew our covenant faithfully to participate in the ministries of the church through our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. We celebrate. Amen. Well, as part of our tradition here at the church, we want to share some things with you, some certificates to remember. And we have some fuzzy baptism blankets. They're good for snuggling up at night. And we want to help you continue growing and learning about God's word. Let's see here, Grayson. I got to get the right one. So here's some Bible stories for you to read with mom and dad after school or at night. So we celebrate today all that God is doing through your life. Amen. Thank you. You can be seated.
This morning's scripture reading is from Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 through 22. As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will send you out to fish for people." At once they left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, preparing their nets. Jesus called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks to God.
Thank you, Kelly. Will you please join me now in a time of prayer? Good and generous God, giver of all good gifts, Lord, we thank you this morning that we have the privilege to come and to worship together, to sing songs that tell of our faith and our story, to read scripture lessons that speak to us this morning to tell of our collective story, to share in community, to care for one another, to receive the beautiful sacrament before us, seeing children and their father baptized. Oh, good and generous God, in this time of worship, may you open our hearts and minds to be receptive to the word that you would share with us. Soften our hearts to receive, our minds to imagine, our ears to hear, and our spirits to be open. And now, Lord, may the words of my mouth, may the meditations of our hearts, may it be pleasing in your sight. You, God, who are our rock and our redeemer and the one that calls us your beautiful children. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, the past couple of weeks have been crazy busy, schedule-packed, full weeks of ministry. And this is after I was just preaching a couple weeks ago on the need for Sabbath rest in worship. Well, I guess I wasn't practicing what I was preaching there, because it has been a crazy, busy, wonderful, joyous time from full days to full evenings. I have to confess, I'm a little tired this morning, and I didn't get my coffee, so I'm doing the best I can. But it's the good kind of tired when God has been up to good things, and you've been blessed to be able to be a part of it. A week ago on Wednesday, the United Methodist Women hosted a really fun missions fundraiser at the Clothing Cove in Milford. Maybe you've been there. It was coordinated by Paula Cunningham. She coordinated that. She's going to be speaking later in worship for us. And it was might be kind of curious to know, now what kind of a missions fundraiser took place at the Clothing Cove? Well, it was a fashion show, complete with wonderful models such as Liz Hoover and Barb Terry and Devin Kenny over there and myself and several other women. Let's see here. Oh, Judy Latwinick I see over there. To scour my audience for the congregation for all the fashion models out there. But it was all in the spirit to help raise money for missions, decked out and dressed in fancy clothes and even in formal ballroom kind of dresses. We walked the runway. I tell you, it was such a blast. And with a little admissions fee to come in and be a part of this event, UMW raised about $900, I think, that will go towards a variety of missions. And it's such a fun way to be generous and to impact the community. What a great example of generosity. Well, last Saturday, at our Whitmore Lake campus, there was a delicious spaghetti feed fundraiser. It was to support Habitat for Humanity. It was coordinated by April Schauer there, and there were many, 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 many helping hands that helped make it possible. With large batches of spaghetti were cooked and prepared, and salads were tossed, and cookies and pies, and all the good treats and brownies were baked. They were served and blessed, and we welcomed in lots of guests and congregation members. Again, a really fun event to support Habitat. I think it was over $700 was raised. Praise God for that amazing generosity. Well, all year long, there's story after story, different ways in which our congregation has been generous. I think back to February and March when we were being generous by sending children and youth to summer camp. Remember when we raised over $3,500 for summer camp for kids? And throughout the course of this year, we've raised nearly $27,000 to support Readers to Leaders, to help children go to school, partnership in Liberia, as well as the Flint Freedom Schools. $27,000, generosity on display. So whether it's fashion shows or spaghetti feeds, there are amazing disciples stepping forward with warm hearts, loving hearts, wanting to make an impact. And what starts as just a creative little idea multiplies, grows into something bigger and bigger that's beyond, you know, fancy dresses and plates of pasta, but it grows and it multiplies and it impacts lives in a tremendous way. This week, the past several weeks, I mean, it has been so awesome to see those disciples step forward and wanting to be generous in those ways, to set aside time and financial resource to do that. My heart is just filled with love and joy thinking about it. When we turn to the scripture lesson that Kelly read for us this morning, we come to the story of Jesus calling his first disciples. Confession of a pastor. Yes, it is one of my favorites. Yes, I've preached on this before. No, this is a different message, but I can't help it. It's a favorite passage of mine that might has been preached now for a second time because it's a story of our beginning. It's a story of how it all started. We read the Christmas story and the Easter story every year, so I think it's okay. But it's a story of how it all began. It started with a small idea and how it grew and how it multiplied. So the great idea that multiplied and grew was for Jesus to invite people to join him in his ministry. That might not seem like such a great idea at first glance, but it is when you think about it. Sure, Jesus could have done it all by himself. He's Jesus, after all. He could have taken care of everything that he did for the 3 years that he was in public ministry. He could have taken care of all of it himself, but he didn't. He invited folks to join him. Ordinary people, the fishermen, to come and to join him in that work of healing, in the work of teaching and preaching, in the work of caring for folks and feeding people, and the work of providing hospitality and offering hope and modeling generosity. Jesus invited people to join that work, join him in his work. Because guess what? It became their work too, not just his. And so together as they were accepting this invitation and this great adventure then became with the disciples, it transformed their lives as they launched out from that Sea of Galilee as he called Simon Peter and Andrew and James and John. And this passage, I'll tell you what, it just gives me goosebumps just thinking about the power of Jesus and what he could do and how it was multiplied when he started with just a few ordinary folks. Jesus' mission became their mission. And Jesus' work became their work, and Jesus' mission becomes our mission, and Jesus' work becomes our work as well. On the 8th of October, 2023, we get to join in, and it started with just a few fishermen that I would imagine really needed a shower and probably kind of smelled, and it started, and it multiplied, and it growed, and now we look over 2,000 years later, and we see the great idea that Jesus had and how it's transformed the world. And we see generous folks living their lives in a way that wanting to follow Jesus. It's amazing when you think about it. It's amazing how God is changing lives and transforming the world through this church. I mean, just look at the bags of foods. We handed out some bags last week or the week before and said, come be a part of helping stock the food pantries at Northfield Township. And look at the response y'all gave. And God is transforming lives in so many other ways, from kids and adults being baptized to little ones learning in Sunday school on Sunday morning. Remember a few weeks ago when we blessed the kindergarten and third grade Bibles and they were bouncing all around? Well, I'll tell you what, those classrooms are filled with children growing in their love for Jesus. And then God is transforming lives through teenagers on Wednesday nights at youth group. I hang out with the youth group a couple times a month at youth group, and I'll tell you what, there is more joy and energy and spirit in that place than I know what to do with. Who needs coffee? You just got to go to youth group and hang out with some teenagers. and there is joy, and there is faith, and they're making connections. So that way, when they go into the hallways of the high school or walk through the middle school, they know who and whose they are. And God's transforming lives through adults studying scripture and gathering for prayer and creating communities of support and reaching out, and it's multiplying and it's multiplying and it's multiplying, and the impact is transforming. We're in this work of multiplication. I didn't know that we're in this work of multiplication. I didn't really go into a finance career. I went into, you know, theology and studying scripture and right and practice of ministry, but I guess it's also a little work of math that we're all doing, because we're called to this work of multiplication. This October, we're in a stewardship campaign called Multiply, as we're thinking about multiplying God's generosity, thinking about multiplying all that God has done in our own lives and seeing that multiply 10, 20, 30 fold and see how we can have that grow. There's great scriptures like the story of the calling of the disciples, what started with four, grew, and multiplied. There's other stories of scriptures when we think about how multiplication takes place, whether it's through fishes and loaves, or whether it's through through the woman of her coin giving all that she had to transform. Multiplication takes place, and it's all about changing hearts and all about changing lives. When we think about why we give, when we think about why is it that we give here? Why are we a part of the multiplication work? Why do we want to be a part of the work of Jesus? I give to this church community because I want to see transformation take place. And I want to see little kids like George and Grayson come and be baptized and receive Bibles and learn. And I want to see kids be confirmed in Jesus Christ and grow in their faith. And I want to see prayer quilts wrapped around folks and hope being offered. That's why I give. I want to be part of the amazing work of God in this place. When you came in the doors of the worship sanctuary here this morning, I mentioned that I'd say something about this a little bit later. You received a fish. You received a fish. Just like those disciples were out catching real fish, then they became fishers of people. There's a fish before you. And the question is, how is Jesus calling you to follow? I'd write this down. I think Jesus is calling me to follow with compassion and generosity. And I'm going to swim my little fish outside after worship around the corner. There is a big old world globe that Susan put together. And you can put your fish on the world. How is Jesus calling you to follow? How is Jesus calling you to make an impact on that world? And I think Jesus is calling me to make an impact through compassion and generosity. I pray this day that you might be able to think about how Jesus is calling you to follow. That together may our work be multiplied and may the world be transformed. Let's pray. Oh, good and generous God, sometimes we may doubt the calling that you place on our own lives, for we feel like, certainly me, Lord, I don't know if I'm capable. Are you sure you're calling me? Sometimes we forget, Lord, that you call ordinary people just like us to join in the ministry of transformation, to join in the generous ministry to which you call us. Oh, Lord, help us to give our full lives in service to you, sharing of our time, our talent, our treasure, seeking to walk in your way, seeking to follow your generosity. Oh, Lord, how is it that you're calling us this day? Lord, help us to listen. In Jesus' name, amen.
I was chatting with some of the folks in the prayer quilt ministry. I say folks because there are men also involved. It isn't just a bunch of ladies down there. And I realized that I didn't even know most of the symbolism that's represented in the prayer quilts. So I took this picture. You can tell it's crooked. I'm not a photographer. But I wanted it to show the different symbolism. I don't think we often see it when the quilts are folded up. So I knew that the knots that we tie represent our prayers. Okay. but they also demonstrate God's presence, love, and care. I learned that each piece is a triangle. You can see the triangles. That represents the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. There's a circle of triangles that's kind of a square. You can see it's in blue on this one. That circle represents God's unending love. And there's a center star, the yellow, on this one. That points to Christ. Learning all of this made me realize again that I really don't know it all. There's a lot more for me to learn. And even though I may see some things, I might not understand really what's going on. Now, let your mind and body relax and be in a mood to hear if God, in his still small voice, says anything to you this morning. Almighty God, we are so thankful for the beautiful weather we had last week. Now, it's almost the middle of October. We look forward to the leaves turning color, the cooler days and nights, apple cider and hot cinnamon sugar donuts at the cider mill. Ooh, warm apple pie, warm pumpkin pie with whipped cream, hot chocolate with little marshmallows. It's cooler. I feel okay to turn on the oven and make meatloaf. We know we are blessed to have opportunities like these, and we pray that someday all people all around the world will have their basic needs met, that they will live in peace, and that they'll be able to enjoy the luxuries that we often take for granted. Please provide opportunities to those who wish to know you and to those who are struggling without knowing you and Jesus even exist. We pray that those who are struggling will feel the soul deep peace you afford to keep their struggle from defeating them. Lord, you know our hearts, but in this moment of silent prayer, we offer the concerns and praises that are on our minds today. Holy Father, we pray especially for Bryce and Crystal, who will be receiving our prayer quilts this week. Let them feel your presence and everlasting love. We pray this in Jesus' name, who taught us to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
At this time, I would invite Paula and Joe Cunningham to come forward. They have been chairing our stewardship campaign this year, and I've invited them to come share a few words of testimony. Thank you.
Morning, church. So when we started meeting on the stewardship program earlier this summer, we were having group sessions, and we came up with this theme to multiply. And then I was thinking, well, what leads us to this multiplication? How do we do this? And we found a scripture that outlined that, and Paul is going to go through some verse from Matthew.
Matthew 14:14-21. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick. As evening approached, the disciples came to him and said, This is a remote place and it's already getting late. Send the crowds away so they can go to the villages and buy themselves some food. Jesus replied, They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat. We have here only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, they answered. Bring them here to me, he said. And he directed the people to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to the disciples. And the disciples gave them to the people. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate was about 5,000 men, besides women and children.
So, can I have that? Thank you. So the first thing I want to say to you as you think about stewardship and giving to the church is there's a brass plate back there. Well, don't wait for it. Don't wait for it to come down through this church for you to decide what you're going to give. So one of the things that we've been doing for the last 41 years is we have a budget. And how are you planned monthly, biweekly, however you plan? What we do in our budget, the first thing that gets paid, first line, is the church. Okay, you pay the church first. Other things that we have to pay, we pay after that. And then if there's anything left over, we try to save that. And so that's just planning. Now, one of the things that goes along with this, I did not do this last year. I confessed that last week in Whitmore Lake. But there was this multiply thing for automatic giving and your pledge of what you might want to give. If you have that, I would encourage you to fill that out. The one thing it does for me is if I write something down on a piece of paper, it becomes a goal. And I don't like to be embarrassed about something that I wrote down on a piece of paper. So I think that's good. And if you could turn those in, it doesn't even have to be that form. You can just take a notepad and say, I'm going to do this biweekly, monthly, whatever. So I just want to talk about some of the things that when we do multiply, we get. So we have a leadership team at this church that has a vision casting of things that we can do for the future and things that will be good for this community and will grow disciples. There's other things that we can do to multiply is refurbishing the library and modernizing that, because that's where most of our meetings are at. And then there have the proverbial discussion about the roof and the air conditioning and the parking lot that could also be talked about. But at the end of the day, the way I look at this is we're very fortunate. We have this building here. We have another facility down on Whitmore Lake. So between down there someplace and all around here, this is our territory. And this is our territory to create disciples for Jesus. And that's where multiply starts and ends. Now, there's coincidence that happened. I didn't have this last week, but Paul handed this to me this morning. This is the upper room, October the 8th, this Sunday. And it said, God gives us much more than we give to others. Today's quoted scripture encourages us. Us to give, and it will be given to you. When we trust God, have an open heart, and are ready to give, the gifts we give will be blessed by God. And then the thought of the day is, today I will trust God and give without reservation. Thank you.
Thank you, Paula and Joe, for your story, your testimony, and for sharing with us how your family gives. I'd invite the ushers to come forward now to receive our gifts and offerings to wait upon us. Won't you give generously?
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you have called us into ministry with you. Make clear the path you would have us follow in serving. You have given all of yourself to us. Bless these offerings we bring today and show us where we can give more of ourselves to you. Amen.
is Jesus calling you to follow? With compassion and generosity is my response, but how is Jesus calling you to follow? I invite you to think about that and then post it up on the world out there. Go forth with the love of God, the grace of Jesus Christ, and the power of Holy Spirit to be with you, to guide you, to lead you, to share compassion and grace with this world. Go in God's peace. Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You were invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.